Justice and Interior ministers from the European Union are meeting today in Brussels to discuss ways to better fight terrorism on the European continent. The meeting comes little more than a week after the Madrid commuter train bombings, and it follows a bomb scare in the Paris area and the arrest of a man under Britain's anti-terrorism laws near the Channel Tunnel. NPR's Emily Harris is in Brussels. Is this meeting a direct response to what happened in Madrid last week?
Yes, it is, Bob. This meeting was called by the German Interior Minister just a few days after the Madrid explosions. Those explosions really created a new sense of vulnerability. It's not among police in Europe, who do work on terrorism issues all the time, but certainly among people, and it was clear that there needed to be some kind of political response. It wouldn't be fair to call it a jump-starting of Europe's anti-terrorism policies, because there are a lot of policies in place, but it's very clear that EU officials hope this is going to kind of give them a push. They call it a renewed impulse in their diplomatic language, but a real push to make what is in place work better and also introduce some new ideas.
So what are the EU ministers expected to accomplish this week?
Well, what happens today, I should just say, first of all, is discussion number one. On Monday, the foreign ministers will also look at these variety of terrorism, anti-terrorism proposals. And next week, the heads of state of the European Union will look at all these conclusions and come to some decisions. There's a variety of ideas on the table, for example, establishing a coordinator to oversee all of Europe's anti-terrorism policy, establish a clearinghouse to better share information, creating a database, a registry of terrorists. There's also a proposal for what some people have been calling the European CIA to provide what the backers say would provide independent analysis, but this is not favorably looked upon by some of the bigger members, especially France and Germany. There's also a lot of old things that can be done, policies that are already in place that need to be followed up on. That was made very clear in a report by the European Commission yesterday that said that there's a culture of secrecy among national intelligence services unwilling to share information, and that said that that had been extremely counterproductive in the attempts to fight terrorism. In general, it's that they're trying to come up with anything they can to improve cooperation in tracing terrorists, freezing assets, detaining suspects. They're really interested in better intelligence on recruitment methods and on connections of groups in Europe and people in Europe to groups outside of Europe.
And they think all these measures will help reduce the terrorism threat on the continent.
They hope so. It's a big challenge. It's not only just because of the challenge of fighting terrorism itself, but you do have 15 countries with their own national interests. Some of them have a variety of police forces within the country. There are 10 new members joining the EU in just a month. And it's not so easy for a lot of these agencies to share information. They're trained in focusing on the national interest. And there's also different views on civil rights. Just yesterday, for example, the European Parliament voted to condemn a decision by the European Commission, the sort of executive part of the EU. That decision was to share information about airline passengers with the United States. And the European Parliament is threatening to sue because they think it violates privacy. So even within the European Union, there's differing views on how to implement a lot of these things. And no one is promising this, of course, will stop terrorist attacks.
NPR's Emily Harris in Brussels.